We are on Daf Hey Omid Beis. Tana Rabbana. 5 lines from the bottom. Hamoitzi mechanus leplatio derech stov. A person took out from a chanus. A chanus is a reshus hayochid. He took it out leplatio. Platia was a large marketplace, which was a reshus harabim. But the marketplace was not flush next to the reshus hayochid. One had to go through a mokim that is called a stov. The stov was a place where there were benches where people used to sit. It wasn't a reshus harabim. It wasn't a mokim ha'osui lehiluch harabim. So this stov had a halacha of a kalmelis. So b'kitzer, this person took out from a reshus hayochid. He made an akira from a reshus hayochid. He made a hanoche in the platye, the reshus harabim, but benkach or benkach, he passed through a mokim ptur. So the Tanakhama says chayiv. He's chayiv. What's wrong? Machosaka and akirim b'reshus hayochid, and hanoche b'reshus harabim. So memele is chayiv. Uben azai poiter. Ben azai says that this person is poter. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime ben azai kosova mahalach kaimedom. Ben azai we understand very well. Ben azai has a concept that when a person is walking, so he has a din of a oimed. Every time he puts his foot down, it's considered like he's noch. So when he passed the stov, so it's ki'ilu, he made a hanoche in the stov. Anochas gufoik, anochas chayfetz domi. So it comes out, he took out from a reshus hayochid, made a hanoche in a stov, which is a mokim ptum in a teire, so that's not a maloche. Then he was oiker from the stov, and he was meniach b'shus harab, so it's also garnished. So that's why ben azeh we can understand. Bishloime ben azeh kosova mahalach kaime domi. Ben azeh holds mahalach kaime. El rabbonon, hey, nami de kesovri mahalach lav koimidomi. That's true. They hold mahalach lav koimidomi. But the Gemara, so there never was a hanoche b'mokim stov. But the Gemara asks a pertinent question. Heicha ashkachne ki aigavne dechayiv. This is not the normal case of a tzor. There is a dovah hamavsik. There's a hiluch hamavsik between the akire shel chiyuv and the hanoche shel chiyuv. So how do you know that there's such a chiyuv if a person in the middle is mavsik between the akire and the hanoche with a hiluch shel ptur? Heicha ashkachne ki aigavne dechayiv. Let us see Rashi. Chanus rishus hayochid. Platye rechove vuhu rishus harabe. Derech stov, mokaim itztaboy, this was a place where there were benches set up, sheyoishvim soicherim, the soicherim used to sit there, v'shem kalmus olel, this is a kalmulus. The lav lehiluchu hu kirshus harabim, it is not a mokim ahiluch. So memele, so this is a place without mechitzis, which is not a mokim hiluch harabim, which is a loch of a kalmulus. So the chachamim old chay, Hoyel v'loy omad b'stov lofush. Since this person did not stand to rest in the mokim astov, ein kan hanoch ela b'platye. So the whole hanoch that he made was only b'platye in the stov. There was no hanoch. So it was oikir m'shus hayochid and meniach b'shus harab. Ben azay poiter k'de meforish k'sover mahalach ka'imet domi. Ben azay holds mahalach ka'imet. V'nimtza nekar mishus hayochid. It was nekar mishus hayochid u'munach b'stov. When he passed by the stov, al taloch of mahalach ka'imit, so there was munach in the stov. V'nekar mishstov u'minich b'shus harab. So the Gemara asked, heicha ashkechen ki haigavne de mivsike rishusa achriti, that there is a hefsik rishus between the two rishuyei shalchiyot, between the Rishus Hayochid and the Rishus Harabim, there's a Rishus Bemtza. Dilme loy chayve rachmone, elo b'moitzi mirshus hayochid l'shus harabim behedye. The Gemara asks, maybe the whole chiyuv of Haitzah is dafke if one goes directly from a Rishus HaYochi to Rishus HaRab. But if he's mafsik with a hiluch shel ptul, could be that there's no such meloche. Omar Rav Safre, Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Yochanan, midi dahavi amavir chayfetz b'rishus HaRab. So he says, I'll bring you a raya from Mavir Chayfetz b'rishus HaRab. Before we learn this Gemara and explain this Gemara, I think it would be kedai for 1 minute to look into the Baal HaMoer in the beginning of Perek HaZoyrik. And the Baal HaMoer explains the gedder of Meleches Mavir, and it will be very convenient to understand our Gemara with the Baal HaMoer. The Baal HaMoer is the beginning of Perek HaZoyrik, which is in the Daf HaRif, Lamed Vav Amed Beis, the first Baal HaMoer. First Baal HaMoer, Bedaf HaYarif, in the Daf HaYarif, it's Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis. The Baal HaMoer says as follows, Elokol Dalet Ames Bershus HaRabim Gemara Gemir Lo. That wasn't in the Mishkin, it's Alokha L'Moishim Yisinai. V'kulu, and here the Baal HaMoer says Lomdus. V'kulu, that means Mavir Dalet Ames Bershus HaRabim Toldos the Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim Nino. The Meleches Mavir is also a tilde from Haitzah Mirishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim. Why? L'fishe Dalet Amay Shel Odom B'chol Bokaim Koinis Loi. This is Atakone de Rabono. U'chirshus HaYodomi. The Dalet Amis that a person finds himself Mesuvivin, this is considered his Rishus. So when he takes out of his Dalet Ames, b'zoyrek, oy b'mavir, k'moytzi m'rishus HaYochid l'rishus HaRabim domi. So the Baal HaMoer says that meleches mavir, it's not a meloche to carry Dalet Ames in the Rishus HaRabim. The Baal HaMoer says the meloche is to be moytzi m'rishusoy l'rishus HaRabim. And his Dalet Ames is considered Rishusoy, when he takes it out of his Dalet Ames, so that's Maitzi, Kim Maitzi, Mershus HaYochid, Mershus HaRab. So the Gemara says, now let us see the Gemara, which according to the Baal HaMoer is Moira de Kishmak. Omar Rav Safre, Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Yochanan. Midi dahavir amavir chayfetz b'shus HaRab. A person is mavir achayfetz. 5 ames b'rishus HaRabim. More than 5 ames. He's walking. He passed the 4th ames. He walked the 5th ames. And then by the 5th ame he made a hanoche. But the hiluch from the 4th ame till the 5th ame before the hanoche was a hiluch of ptul. That means he's not doing anything now. The hiluch of the 5th ame is not a hiluch shel chiyuv. He's now in the Rishus HaRabim already. So Memela walking this extra Ame in the Chelik Achiyuv, it's not most of anything. Hosom, Lav Aval Gav, the Kamed the Noket Leva Ozel, he's holding the Chayfetz. He's walking the 5th Ame, the 6th Ame. Potter, he's not doing anything. He's out of the Rishus HaYochid, he's in the Rishus HaRabim. But when he'll put down the chayfetz by the end of the 6th ame, chayef. Aye, between the hoitzah from his dalet ames till the hanoche that was in the end of the 6th ame, there was a hiloch of 2 ames shel ptur. He wasn't doing anything. So for that's making your chayef. So you see a hiloch shel ptur that is mavsik. Bein the Akire and Bein the Hanoche is not a shter. Hochinami loishna. So Memele is also the same thing. What's the difference if there was an Akire b'rishus HaYochid and a hiluch shel ptur derech mokim stov? And then there was Hanoche and Rishus HaRabim, or there was a Hitzah from his Dalet Ames, which is also Rishus HaYochid, and a hiluch of two Amis, which was Leimalo Leimoirit, was also Hiluch Shel Ptur, and then there was Anocha. These two Amis don't contribute anything to the Chiyu. Bavel Piken, it's not Mapsik. So the Gemara says, Mi Domi, that's a Tzushtel, that's a comparison. Hosom, over there, Kol Heichid Demonach Lei, Mokim Chiyuvu. You're right. The Hiluch Taka is not a Hiluch Amachayiv, but he's walking in a Mokim Chiyu. That means if he would put it down by the end of the fourth Amma, by the end of the fifth Amma, he would be Mechuyiv. The Rishus is a Rishus Shal Chiyuv. Einach Hanami, the Hiluch is not Amachayiv, but he's going through a Rishus Shal Chiyuv. So that's right. If a person is walking through a Rishus Shal Chiyuv, even though the hiluch alone is not a machayev, that's not a chesaron. But hoche imonach leibistov mokem pturu. This is a mokem ptur. If he would put it down in the stov, so this is a rishush shel ptur. So this is a hiluch b'mokem ptur. So maybe this is your hefsik between the akirim rishush hayochid and the anocha b'rishush harab. So we don't have a raya from a mavir six amis. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a different rai. El midi dahave, a mavir chayfetz mitchilas dalet l'soif dalet. If a person is mavir chayfetz mitchilas dalet l'soif dalet, that when he was dalet amis mitzum tzomis. Now, according to the Baal HaMoyer, the tzushtal is meiretik. The meleches, but the malacha of Mavir is that he was oiker mirshusoi, which is his daladamis, and his meniach mirshusarab. Now, the time it takes him to go out of his daladamis, so the etzim hiluch is not a hiluch shal chiyu, not moisef in the chiyu, he's just getting out of his rishus hayochid. And if he would put it down, he also wouldn't be mechuyev. That means in Yesod, these daladamis is ke'ein arashus hayochid idei. If he put it down here, he'd be potter. So it's a hiluch shel ptur. The hiluch is not mechayev. He just has to get out of here. But it's not a hiluch that is a mechayev. It is a mokim shel ptur. If he would put it down in these daladamis, he'd also be potter. Vafal pikein. Eventually, after he went out of his Dalad Amis, he put down the Chayfetz, so he's Chayef. So you see that an Akire Mirshus HaYochid and the Hanoche Mirshus HaRabim, even though there's an in-between of a Hiluch She'enei Mechayef, Alo Rishus She'enei Rishus Shel Chiyuv, it's not Mavsik. So Memela, we have a Raya that there's no such thing as a hefsek. That's the Gemara's Rai. Midi dahavi amavir chayfetz mitchilas dalet v'soiv dalet. I mentioned the Baal HaMoyer, because if you don't learn like the Baal HaMoyer, so it's very difficult to understand this Gemara. If you don't learn like the Baal HaMoyer, so how do we learn poshib shat meleches mavir b'rshus harabim? The melacha of Mavir is that the melacha is to carry a chayfetz dalet amis b'shus harabim. In Pashtus you learn, the chiyuv is the maisa havore, the carrying of the chayfetz dalet amis b'shus harabim. So if you don't know like the Baal HaMoyer, the Gemara is a pella. So what tzushtel is there to amoitzi mirshus hayochid l'rshus harabim derech stov? Here, every step is a chelik of the mechayiv. That is the mechayiv. The maisa havoret shel dalet amis b'rshus harabim. There's no dimyon at all. But according to the Baal HaMoyer, Rab Chaim Taki said in an oath, that's meleches mavir. The whole havoret is a chelik of the mechayiv. So the Magi and Chedushi Agrach Alashas asks on this Gemara. This Gemara, it seems not like Rab Chaim. It seems like the Baal HaMoyer. So let us go to the Gemara. Elamidi dahave amavir chayfetz mitchilas dalet l'soif dalet. Hosom lav afal gav. Dimonach lei b'soich dalet amas. If we would put it down in the dalet amas potter. So this whole hiluch of going from the Yakire till he comes to the Rishus HaRabim is a hiluch shel p'tur. It's a mokem p'tur. If you put it down, it'd be potter. Aber kimonach lei b'seif daladam eschayim. Ochenami loishna. It's also the same thing. So we found a dimyan from every meleches mavir to moitzi meshus hayochid leshus harabim derech mokim stov. So the Gemara says, no, it's also no comparison. Mi domi, is this a comparison? Hosom legabi dahai gavre mokim p'tuhu. You're right. Legabi, the person who's walking. So these dalet amis are for him a mokim p'tuhu. This is a reshus hayochid for him. It is a mokim p'tuhu. Abo lekule alme mokim chivu. But for someone else, who this mokim is chutz ledalad amoisov, so for someone else this is a mokim chiyu. Likula alme mokim chiyu, for everyone who is out, who's dalad amis away from this mokim, so for everyone this mokim is a mokim chiyu. Likula alme mokim chiyu. So even though for the mavir alone it is a mokim ptur, but for the velt it's a mokim chiyu. So good. So since this is a bekoyach, a mokim chiyah for everyone besides the mavir, so it is not considered a hefsik in the malach. Abohoche lekule yalme mokim ptur. But over here, a stov is a mokim ptur for everyone. So here I'm back with my ha'ore. So it could very well be, if a person is oikev ha'mereshus ha'yachid, and meinir b'shus ha'rabim, but there's a hiluch, Shel p'tur, b'mokim p'tur, bein akira v'anoche, could be your potter. So the Gemara has to find a new eitzah. Elo midi dahave amoitzi mirshus hayochid lirshus horabim derech tzidei rishus harab. So the Gemara says, I have a good marshal for you. If a person takes out from a rishus hayochid, and he's oikem rishus hayochid, and he's miniach b'rishus harabim. But going from the rishus hayochid to the rishus harabim, he goes derech tzidei rishus harabim. He passes by tzidei rishus harabim, which we will see in a minute. Tzidei rishus harabim is a din of a karmelis. Is hosom lav afal gav di imonech le'atzidei rishus harabim potter. If he would have put it down at tzidei rishus harabim, he would zicha be potter. So there the hiluch at tzidei rishus harabim is a hiluch shel p'tur. It's going over a mokem p'tur. So if you were to put it down, it would be potter. V'chimonech lei b'rishus harabim chayiv, ochinami loishno. Just understand pshat the Gemara, let us see the third taisvis on this omud. Midi dahavi at tzidei rishus harabim. Ve'im Taimas, so Taisvis asks, Ma poshet lon yoise derech tzidei rishus harabim derech stov? What is he telling me? I mean, it's the same thing. What he told me a different marshal. We're talking about his oikem rishus hayochid l'shus harabim derech stov. She told me derech tzidei rishus harabim. So the mele, it's also the same thing. Ve'yesh loima, the derech bayis sheyesh lefon of tzdodim. Most houses, and we'll see most oiholim, had they are not flush next to the Rishus HaRabim. There's a mokim between the bayis and the Rishus HaRabim that has a loch of tzidei Rishus HaRabim. The chen hoyo mistoma b'mishkan is by the mishkan mistoma. It also was like that. That the oiholim, the klal Yisrael lived in, were not flush next to the Rishus HaRabim. There was a mokim that was tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And that's how that was the haitzah of the Mishkan. The haitzah of the Mishkan was that they took out from the Rishus HaYochid, passed by the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and made anoche in the Rishus HaRabim. Ba'afal piken yechayim. So now we have a makor. You asked, heicha ashkechon, so I'll tell you. The Torah, the meleches haitzah, bizman matan Torah, was that way. One was oikev from Rishus HaYochid, went through Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and that was Meniach Rishus HaRabim. So now we have a Mekayim. Maskif lo Rav Pope. So Rav Pope said, it's very good, but this nekude alone, that Sidei Rishus HaRabim does not have a halach of a Rishus HaRabim, is a machloikis Rabbonin and Rabbi Lezer. Ha nichel Rabbonin domri Sidei Rishus HaRabim lav Rishus HaRabim dom. According to the Rabbonin, so doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim, is a din of a Talmulis of a Mokim Ptu, so you have a Moira de Kirayim. El Rabbi Lezer, the Omer Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Kirishus HaRabim domi, Michael and Maimel, there's a machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonon, we'll see in Rashi close the case. But Rabbi Lezer holds, see the Rishus HaRabim, is Kirshus HaRabim domi. Michael and Maimel. Omalei Rav Ache Berei de Rabike, Eime de Shamet Rabbi Lezer, the Omer, see the Rishus HaRabim, Kirshus HaRabim domi. When did Rabbi Lezer say, that Sidei Rishus HaRabim is Kirishus HaRabim, Heicha Deleke Chifufi. If there are no obstacles and barriers between the Rishus HaRabim and the Bayis. So then, Rabbi Lezer holds that Sidei Rishus HaRabim Kirishus HaRabim. That means if the Bnei Rishus HaRabim can go directly next to the Rishus HaYochid without anything stopping them, So the Rabbi Lezer holds Sidei Rishus HaRabim Kirishus HaRabim. Avol Heicha Deki Chifufi. But they used to go and put obstacles, used to put stones and other things to create a barrier between the Rishus HaRabim and the Batim, in order to make sure that the Agolists which were driving in the Rishus HaRabim should not bump into the houses. So there was a barrier between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid. Now, between this barrier and the house, there was a mokim over there. This mokim is called Sidei Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not Mukif Mechitzis. And it is next to the Rishus HaRabim, but it is not a mokim Shalhiluch HaRabim. The Rabim can't go there. So such a Sidei Rishus HaRabim, which the Rabim are the rabbim are unable to go in this mokim, so even Rabbi Lezer is maidem that does not have a loch of Rishus HaRabim. Abel heiched de ike chefufi mi shametle hilkach lohodon. So memele, so let us go back. So bizman hamishkan mistama, there also were types of chefufi to be mavdul bein the mokim hiluch harabim and the oyholim. So memeila, when a person went out of the oyhol to bring to the rishus harabim, automatically he passed through tzidei rishus harabim. Va'aval pikein, there's a issa of heitzo. So memeila, so you see that the issa of heitzo exists even though one is walking through a mocking tool, and there's a hiluch shel tool between the akire shel Rishus HaYochid and the nocha of the Rishus HaRab. Let us see Rashi. Midi dahavi amaver chayfetz b'Rishus HaRab. If a person is maver a chayfetz b'Rishus HaRab, yoiser midalad ames, more than dalad ames, v'chol kama d'loy monach lay, cause man he doesn't put down the chayfetz, potter. There's no chiyiv, it's a hiluch shel tool. He puts it down after six amas. He's chayiv. Va'afal gav the ipsiki luche beini ubeini. There was a hiluch of ptur between the havoras taras amas and the hanoche. So the Gemara says that's called, it's a hiluch shel ptur, but it's a mokim chayiv. So the Gemara said a different rhyme. Metchilas dalad l'soiv dalad amas mitzum tomis. So the Gemara says, so for him, it's a mokim ptur. If we'll put it down in the Dalad Amis, it's a mokim ptur. So the Gemara says, abo lekula almen mokim chiv. Im yitlua chutz le dalad, if they'll pick up a chayfetz, chutz le dalad amis from this mokim, v'yinechua kan, shehebiv lo dalad shleimis. For them, this mokim is a mokim chiv. So the Gemara answers that we find this at Sidei Rishus HaRabim. Mershus hayochid l'rshus harabim. A person is going mershus hayochid l'rshus harabim derech tzidei rishus harabim. But he's going through tzidei rishus harabim. Now Rashi gives a moshul, what is tzidei rishus harabim? Kigoin chotzer shenifratz l'rshus harabim. If a chotzer that was nifratz l'rshus harabim, that means before you had a chotzer that was mukif dalad mechitzes, and then the mechitzah that was facing the rishus harabim broke down. Tahavi mokaim hamechitzah, the place where the mechitzah was, so that mokim is called tzidei rishus harabim. That means before there was a mechitzah here. Now there's nothing blocking the rabim to go into this mokim. So this mokim is tzidei rishus harabim. It's next to the rishus harabim. Obligi bo rabbi lezer verabonim beiribim. Vepeire kol gagetz. Vomri rabonon delav kishus harabim domi. Efelohochi ki apik mishus hayochel rishus harabim derech shom chayim. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Lezer holds this mokim as a loch of Rishus Harab, Tzidei Rishus Harab. So the Gemara says, when did Rabbi Lezer say it has a loch of Rishus Harabim, heichet the leke chifufi, ki goyin ahu the Erevin. In the case of the Erevin, where we were speaking about the mokim and mechitzes, there's nothing, there are no obstacles blocking the Bnei Rishus Harabim from going into this mokim. So then he holds, Tzidei Rishus Harabim, as a loch of Rishus Harabim. They used to go and bang in Yesedos Ktanos Lifnei HaKoisel. Sheyachayfu Sham, it should rub. Chifufi is a lotion of chafifa, of rubbing. Sheyachufu Sham Agolos or Koinos. Vlo Yachufu BeKoisel VeYapilu, that it should rub against these obstacles. It should not go run against the Koisel. So Mameila Mishaminele VeHaver Rishus Harab. So this mokim between the Chafifi and the Rishus HaYochid, is this then a Rishus HaRabim? Not a Rishus HaRabim? If you look according to Rabbi Lez, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But for Lohochi, ki mapik l'Rishus HaRabim, derech shom chayit. Let us go to the Gemara a little further, and then we'll see Taisvus. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so now al koponim, we found a Mekoyer to the Chachomim. Not the Chachomim, the Chachomim that hold, even though there was a Hiluch Shel Ptur Bein Ho'akire or Bein Ha'anoche, Aval Pikein Yechayev. And Benazi holds Yepoter, because Benazi holds Mahalach Koimedon. Omer Rabbi Yechanim, Umoide Ben Azai Bezoirik. Ben Azai is Moide Bezoirik. Eistis Ben Azai only holds, if a person is Mahalach, Mechanus leplat yederech stov. So by mahalach, there's a mahalach ka'im edomi. So then, the minute he enters the stov, so it's ki'ilu hinichai b'stov. So there was an akira, mershus hayochid, and anoche b'karmelis. So therefore he's potter. But zoyrek, for what if one was zoyrek, mershus hayochid? Lershus harabim derech mokim stov. So there Benazi is moited at yechai. So he's telling us two chedushim. Benazi does not hold klute kemishahun chadomi, because if he holds klute kemishahun chalachayre, he'd also be potter if it went, since it went through the mokim stav, it's kilu noch b'mokim ptur. He's also telling us Benazi does not hold like the Gemara's kashe, ki hagavne, heichash kachne ki hagavne, that the hiluch b'mokim ptur is not a mafsik. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. Umoide ben Azai bezoirik. Ben Azai is moide bezoirik. Tanya nami hochi, hamoitzi mechnus leplatye derech stov chayv. Echot hamoitzi, echot hamachnes, echot hazoirik, echot hamoishit, echot hamoishit, echot hazoirik, the Bach says, ben Azai yoyme, hamoitzi yamachnes potter, hamoishit, behazoirik chayv. And the Rif brings down this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rishonim, other Rishonim are medayik from the Rif, that why did he bring down this memra of Rabbi Yochanan? It's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan paskins, that he paskins like Ben Azai. If Rabbi Yochanan
took out the time and effort to explain Shitas Ben Azai, Umoide Ben Azai Bezerik, was gave Meron, we don't pass Kunle Ben Azai. So others learned that this was the Makir of the Rif, that the Rif holds Halochike Ben Azai, because Rabbi Yochanan alone is Meforesh Divrei Ben Azai, Vaista is Halochike Divrei Ben Azai. Let us see Rashi. Bezoirik mechnus leplat yederach stov dechayim. Doloi noch bekamulis midi. There was not a hanoche bekamulis. Hamachnis wa hamoitzi potter. The mahalach koimed. Hanoch kufay bekamulis. It was hanoch in bekamulis. Now let us see Tosfos. Mishloim leben azai mahalach koimed domi. So, the Ri had a kasha, the Gemara is very unclear. When the Chachamim hold Chiyuv, the Gemara didn't understand, Meheche Teisi, you should be Mechuyiv. Heche Yashkachna ki Agavna Dechayiv. The Gemara held, it seems, Misvore Chitzoyne, that a Hiluch B'mokim Tu should be Mavsik between the Akira and the Hanoche. So, the Ri had a kasha, so why in Ben Azai, that Mezugna Nayesh Tiktoyre? Ben Azai holds Mahalach Koimedomi. Let's say the Svar of Ben Azai is the way the Gemara asks right away according to the Rabbonon. Heichi Ashkachne ki Agavne. Al Rabbonu on the Mitztarim. Over Ben Azai could be held this Svar of Pshute, that if there was a Hiluch Shel Ptur Bein HaAkira VaHanoche, that proof is Mavsik in the Meloche. That is Tois Viskashen. Bishlam LeBen Azai Mahalach Koimedomi. Koshel L'Ri Matzorich L'Hai Taim. Why does the Gemara have to say this is Pshat and Ben Azai? Leima, the Gemara could have said like this. Bish Leima le Ben Azai, according to Ben Azai, Lei Ashkechen Kahai Gavni, the Mechayev. We don't find such a Chiyuv. If there's a Hiluch HaMavzik Ben HaAkira Shal Chiyuv or HaNoche Shal Chiyuv. Ki the Porch Motayim El Rabona. Why did the Gemara have to be Mechadish and new Lomdis in Ben Azai? The imishum de moide bezoire kamarai time. Ah, you'll say the Gemara nu, that Ben Azai also does not hold this lomdis of ki ay gavne mi mechayev. Because you see by Zoirik, Ben Azai is mechayev. Ho akate lo yode de moide bezoire. The Gemara here on the famous base did not know the bekiyas on that vov, that Ben Azai is moide bezoire. The yoda, if he the Gemara knew that Ben Azai holds by Zoirik, Lifrech nami le Ben Azai a Zoirik a moishe teiche yashkechen ki ay gavne. So the Gemara, why did the Gemara only chapel with the Chachomim? The Gemara should chapel with Ben Azai too. Listen here, Ben Azai, how could you be Mechayev by Zoirik and Moshe? Ah, he's going through a Mokim Ptu. So Kocher, the Gemara didn't know this. So the Gemara didn't know this. So the Gemara didn't have to be Mechadish, a new Lomdis of Mahalach Koimit. The Gemara could have been Mechadish. The Gemara could have said, the Tamba Ben Azai is, The kasha we have under Rabbonon, that's Pshat Ben Azai. Heiche Ashkachne ki Agavne Dechayiv, since there's a Hiluch Shel Ptur that is Mavsik and Mavdul Bein HaKire VaHanoche. V'tiritzri Dohochi Koma. The Gemara means like this. Bishloim Ole Ben Azai Afilu Mashkachas ki Agavne B'Mishkan. It means Afilu, you'll find that there was such a thing in the Mishkan. I mean, Afilu, I'm asking a kasha. I'm just asking. Heiche Yashkechen, you'll show me, I don't know. But, so the most thing, according to Ben Azai, you'll show me that there was such a thing in the Mishkan. Pot, the Mahalach Koimedom, El Rabbonon Tikshe Heiche Yashkechen. Period. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Aval Koponim, Shitas Ben Azai is Mahalach Koimed. A person who is walking, it is considered every step he made, it's Keilu, he made a Hanoch. Ubirshalmi porich al daitai de Ben Azai. The Yerushalmi asks, according to Ben Azai, Mahalach Koimed, Ein Odom Mischayiv al Dalit Amis Bershusa Rabim Loilom. So a person should never be Mechuyiv av Mavir Dalit Amis Bershusa Rabim. Because Bishas, when he's walking Dalit Amis Bershusa Rabim, he's making every step, he's making another Hanocha, Nakira Hanocha, Nakira Hanocha. There's no havore of Dal Damas B'shus Arab. The Yayose K'misho Huncha Kol Amo Ve'Amo. It's like he's walking an Amo Hanocha. It's Mavir Poches Poches Mi Dal Damas, which is Potter, the Yifter. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Umishani mashkachas lo bekoifetz. So the Yerushalmi says, Eino chanami, amoyredeki Yerushalmi. According to Ben Azza, if a person walks to Aldamas b'shusarabim, he's not chayiv. Because there was hanocha b'akol psiyo psiyo. And the whole meleches mavir is davke if he jumps to Aldamas. That's a big kunz. If you say berich, it's 8 feet. It's between 7 and 8 feet. That's meleches mavir. There's a velt kashe. The velt asks, the Mishnah says that that Chazal asked to blow shofar in Shabbos, to take a lulav in Shabbos, Shema yavirenu dal adamis b'shusarab. Maybe it'll be mavad dal adamis b'shusarab. So you have a problem. So therefore, to avoid that they might end up with chilul Shabbos, so they were oikah mitzvah shofar and mitzvah lulav. If Sukkis and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So, Frek the Velt Akashe, so that's very good, according to us, that there's such an inyan of Mavir Dal Damas Peshus Arabim. Could happen very easily, a person can carry a Shofar or a Lulav Dal Damas Peshus Arabim. So it might happen, it might occur, so the mitzvah of Shofar and Lulav B'Shabbos. But according to Ben Azza, if a person carries Dal Damas B'Shus HaRabim, it's gonish. A person might jump 8 feet, Okay, aber das ist achsidische Peretz. Aber Al-Kaponim, the Kashe, I'll tell you what the Zayde answered, Al-Kavege answered. Al-Kaponim, the Kashe is a Kashe. The Kashe is, L'Chayra, this is a very far-fetched Indian that could happen. That a person would hold a lulav and jump 8 feet, so he'll walk. So there's no problem. He'll never be mechalo Shabbat. So why would they oike mitzvah lulav and mitzvah shofar? So Al Kaponim, the Mishnah should have said that Ben Azza yoyim they weren't oike. Ben Azza is a tana, but Kaponim Ben Azza should think zech with the Mishnah. It's a very geshmake word that Rabbi Kiveger and Rosh Hashanah answers on this kashen. The Kevegian Rosh Hashanah answers this kasha, we mentioned already on Daf Beis, and another kasha. Tosfos asks a kasha in Rosh Hashanah that why does the Gemara say, Shema Yavirenu Dalad Ames B'Shusaram? They were afraid that he'll go to a Chochem, that the Chochem should teach him Hilchas Tkiyas, Hilchas Nanuim. So, L'chayre, normally, the shofar is in his house. So, he'll take it to the Chochem. So, the first melech el b'yoyve is meleches haitzah. He'll take it out of his house and go to the Rishus HaRabim. And later, he'll go to the Chochem. So, I'll kapon him before Shema Yavirenu Daud Ames B'Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara Shabbat said, Shema Yitzienu M'Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim. This melacha, meleches haitzah, will come before meleches havor. That is Tosfos kasha. Rabbi Kiveger says that, so Rabbi Kiveger wants us to say a teretz on Tosfos kasha. He says, the chash was that he's going to go from his house to the Chochem's house. That's his purpose. And when he's going to go from his house to the Chochem's house, he won't stop in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Why should he stop in the middle of Rishus HaRabim? Should be Oymed Lofush in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. Why is he stopping? He wants to go to the Chochem. It's Rosh Hashanah, Shem Mishmaim. He wants to not to blow Shofar. So stop in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. He'll go from his house to the Chochem's house. So what is the problem? So the problem is, therefore the Gemara couldn't say Haitzah, because Haitzah, you only chayiv if you're meniach the Shofar b'Rishus HaRabim, Oymed Lofush. He won't be Oymed Lofush. He'll go from his house to the Chochem's house, derech Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Kiveger says, and we hear the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, if a person goes Mishus HaYochid L'Shus HaYochid Derech Rishus HaRabim, one is Chayiv als Meleches Mavir. Even though the Akira was B'Rishus HaYochid, the Hanoche was B'Rishus HaYochid, but he went through Dalet Ames B'Rishus HaRabim, is Chayiv als Meleches Mavir. Amaymer HaMuskel, this doesn't stim with the Baal HaMoyer. This would seem take that the Meloches take the Etzem HaVoreth Dalet Ames B'Rishus HaRabim. Al Kol Ponim. So Rabbi Kivenke says the Loshna Gemara is very good. Shemo Yavirenu Daladamas Bishus Arabim. The Chash was he might leave his house, go to the Chochem's house. Heitzo is not over because he won't stop in the Rishus Arabim. Hachnos is not over. He's over. Havorah Daladamas Bishus Arabim, even though the Akir and the Anocha was Bishus Ayochim. He says that is according to the Rabbonon. Because we don't know Mahalach Koimit. According to Ben Azai, it's no problem. So according to Ben Azai, he'll be over al Tzeitzo. The minute he walks out into the Rishus HaRabim, so Mahalach Koimit, so he'll be over al Tzeitzo. He'll just need to be a Chilu Shabbos. According to Ben Azai, the Chilu Shabbos is Tzeitzo. According to the Chachamim, the Malach is Shem Yevarenu Daldamas B'Shus HaRabim. But on Koponim, this is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, that according to Ben Azai, the only case, the only oifen achiyev of avorah daladamas b'shus harabim is bekoifetz. Bashas didon lechoshiv lo pirche. We don't find that Bavli should ask such a kasha according to Ben Azai. And what is taka the reason? Ki da omar bahazayrik, the dalad amas b'shus harabim hilchas gemirilo. That the etzim, the whole Dalad Amis B'Shus HaRabim was not in the Mishkan. The whole Dalad Amis B'Shus HaRabim is Allah Ela Moshe Mesina Yechayiv. Ulohochi Le Makshalo. So it's no kasha. If there's Allah Ela Moshe Mesina Imavir is Chayiv, so he Imavir is Chayiv. So you can't ask kashas Mahalach Koim. But the Torah said, Aval Piken Mavir is Chayiv. We'll see what the lumdus of the Allah Ela Moshe Mesina is in a minute. Aval Kapon, we have Allah Ela Moshe Mesina. V'chein, Taisa says, be'etzim the same kasha you have according to Rabbi Kiva. V'chein klutel Rabbi Kiva. Aval gav the chemisho hun chadomi. Just, even though we say klute chemisho hun chadomi, so me'mel is considered noch. Aval gav the chemisho hun chadomi. Bezeirik tal damis, b'rshus harabim chayiv. You also chayiv by zeirik. L'mrini chemisho hun chatoich tal damis, b'rshus harabim. Also, mestomet, aloch l'moish misinai. Zayrik talad ames b'shus haram. It wasn't in the Mishkan. So memela we have halacha that the klute kemishu, you don't say klute kemishu huncha to be oike malachas zrikas talad ames b'shus haram. V'rivo, now let's zolme trachten oisem veinik. Now, so what's pshat in this halacha l'moishim isinai? You have to understand the halacha l'moishim isinai. The halacha l'moishim isinai says by mavir. That by Mavir Yochayev, even though there's a loche of Mahalach Koim Adomi, Afal Piken Yochayev. So we can learn Pshat in this halacha L'moishe Misinai and two Eifanim. One Eifan we could say like this, that here the Torah said, you don't say Mahalach Koim Ad. By Meleches Mavir, even though the Svar is Mahalach Koim Ad, but by Meleches Mavir you need Mamish Anoim Ad. But Mahalach Koim Ad you don't say. That is one way you could say. So let's make a cheshbon. So if that is the lomdus in the halacha l'moishim isinai, so what'll be the din if a person walks dalad amis and he continues walking, he won't be mechuyev al tzmavir. Because by meleches mavir, the Torah said you need oimed mamish. So just like toicha dalad amis, you don't say mahalach koimed, you need oimed mamish. So after the Dalad Amis, you also will need Oymed Mamish. Because the Torah said by Mavir, not, it helps nish ke Oymed, by Meleches Mavir, you need Mamish Oymed. If you need Mamish Oymed, so the La'ach of the Dalad Amis calls man, he does not make a Hanoche Bepoil, he won't be Chayib Alts Mavir. That is one way you could learn Pshat. You could learn Pshat another way, that no, the Mahalach is Koymed. This person is standing. Every step is an amida. If mahalach ka'imid, so how is it that Yochayev by Mavil Daldamas Mishasarami was oimid al kol amo va'amo? So the Torah said the amida b'chol am is not mavsik. If eventually he was Mavil Daldamas, even though it was poches mi Daldamas, but the amide of Mavir Dalad Amis B'Shus HaRabim is, it becomes, you add it together. Each Havore adds together, and if it adds up to Dalad Amis, you're Chay. That's the second way you can learn Pshat. So that's Be'etzim, the suffix of the Ribo. The riva misafkele. The riva is misupik. Kiv in the bedalad amis. Beshusa arab. Leoma mahalach koimidomi. Aval gav de baal mekoimidomi leben azai. So he is misupik im chayiv leben azai for loomad lofo shtoich dalad amis im la. So the riva had a suffix according to ben azai was omad lofosh in the middle. Could be you'll also be chayiv. Because this is according to the second tzad in the chakira. According to the second tzad in the chakira, the chiddush of maver is that an amide bein havore is not mafsik the meloche. Because every maver is anoimid b'chol psiyu psiyu. So the melech according to this tzad, afilu hu mamish stand in the rishus harabim. Be'emtza havor, he'll also be chayiv. V'chein, right according to this tzad, im loy omad chutz la'arba ames, if after the dalad ames, he also won't stand, kigoyin shenot la'acha miyodoy, im emrinim halach koyim edomi chutz la'arba ames. It means according to the second tzad, we always assume that there's a din of mahalach koyim ed, v'aval pikein maver is chayiv. So come out these two halachas, that if a person is oimed lofush be'emtza rishus harabim, he'll still be chayiv. And if he was a mahalach after rishus harabim, he'll also be chayiv as mahalach koimed. Im lav, or maybe not. Maybe the lomdus is the first way we said that the Torah was mechadish, im meleches mavir, there's no such thing of ke oimed. Im meleches mavir, only an oimed makes a hanoch. A ke oimed does not make a loch. V'chein, the same chakire, we can clear l'rabbe kive. Im omar, klute l'rabbe kive, the loch of klute kemisha hundra, according to rabbe kive. Im omar kemisha hundra damye chutz l'arbamis, does he hold that there is a haloch of kemisha hundra damye chutz l'arbamis? And the chiddush haloch is, that the chiddush halacha is that even though it's huncha toicha dalad ames, it's not mafsik and melech zayrik. But so the halacha will be a fila kolta acher. That means after the dalad ames, if someone else will grab it while it's still flying, oy keleb, oy shenisrefo, given the toicha alba ames, lo yamrin. Siknos declare the same stuff. Do you hold kluta kemisha huncha lacha dalad ames? Although the Torah was megale, that the halach of Kluta Kemishuncha was not said by Melech Zayrik. Period. The same suffix by Kluta. Nire le Rashba. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar le El, Amafanech hafeitzov, mizovis le zovis, the nimlach aleim vayitziyom potter. We learned yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan said if a person picked up a chayfetz with an intent to put it in another side of the room, so it was an akire shaloi almenas lohitzi, v'nimlach aleihem vayitzion. And later he decided, after he picked it up to lohanichai bezovis achers, he decided to walk out into the Rishus Harab. So vayitzion potter. So Rabbi Yochanan said you're potter because there wasn't an akire. Leslie, the Ben Azai, he doesn't hold like Ben Azai. Le Ben Azai, the Oma Mahalach, Koim Edomi, Havachayev. According to Ben Azai, was Gate Miron, that the Akira Rishoine was not an Akira Almanas Lahoitzi, but since he continues walking, so there's Keseder Hanoches in the Rishus Hayochit. So when he was Nimlach Lahoitzioi, so you have now a new Akira. Akira after the previous Hanocha of the previous step. Now you have an Akira Manas Lahitzi. So Taisus wants to say Rabbi Yochanan cannot hold like Ben Azai. We have to appreciate what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying, in other words, not like the Rib. We mentioned the Rib said that Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan was Meforish, Divrei Ben Azai. He tells us about Ben Azai is only by Mahalach, not by Zayrik. So therefore we paskin like Ben Azai. So the Rashba said in his quiet manner, you can't say Rabbi Yochanan holds like Ben Azai. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm a fan of Chafetz of Mizovis, Lozovis, and Nimachalein Leitzin Yepotah. And according to Ben Azai, you should be Chayat. But Ben Azai, the Mahalach, Koyim and David have a Chayat. The Gemara in Omfang Elunaris weist euch klar, that according to Ben Azai, you should be chayiv, because since each psiya is a new anoche, so the minute it's nimlach, you have a new akira almanas lohitzi. Midi dahavir amavir chayfetz bereshus harab. So the Gemara wanted to prove from Meleches Mavir that even though there's a hiluch bein ha'akira shalchiv v'hanoche shalchiv, there's a hiluch shalptu, there's not mafsik. And the Gemara's first raya was the person is Mavir Sheish Amis, so the last two Amis are a hiluch shalptu, tafal pikein, it is not mafsik between the akira and the anoche. So Taisva says, Havalei leminket hamoitzi. Why did the Gemara... We're speaking about Meleches Haitzor. So Taisva says, the Gemara could have said the same dimyan by Meleches Haitzor. Now what happened? He took out of the Rishus HaYochid, and he went two Amis in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, these two Amis that he's walking in the Rishus HaRabim, after he came to the Rishus HaRabim, are superfluous. It's not a chelik of the chiyuv. As soon as he comes into the Rishus HaRabim, he's mechuyev already. These two amis are not meisiv in the chiyuv. Aval pikein, it is not mafsik between the akira shel chiyuv and anoche shel chiyuv. So why did we have to jump? We're speaking about aitzos, so being a raya from aitzos guf. That's Taisvis kash. Aval eleminket amoitzi da airi beilel, the cholkamez loimonech leimifta. Elo mishum de bosa hochi noket mavir. But since later the second dimyan is from a case of mavir, when he was mavir dal damis mitzum tzomis, noket leinami hashte. So therefore he chapter already mavir. Becholin yoni havore b'shus harabim. Come, he wants to bring a raya from all mini havore, from mavir, from moitzi. Al koponim, but he chapter mavir over here because of the second teichoch. According to the Baal HaMoyer, I really don't understand why you have to come on to Mavir in the second case. According to the Baal HaMoyer, the hiluch of the first Dalet Amis is be'etzem a hiluch in the Rishus HaYochid till he goes out of the Rishus HaRabim. This hiluch is not a hiluch shal chiyuv, it's just a oifen how to get out of his Rishus HaYochid to go to the Rishus HaRabim. That's how we understood the Gemara. That's how the Gemara held this whole hiluch in Yisoid is a hiluch shal ptuch. So l'chayre, by every moitzi, you also have the same thing. A person picks up a chayvetz m'shus ha-yochid, he's walking 5 feet into the Rishus ha-yochid, and then he walks out into the Rishus ha-rabim. So these 5 feet that he walked into the Rishus ha-yochid is also a hiluch shel p'tur, and you have the same problem. And we'll say the same teretz, but for someone else will be a mokim chiyuv. According to the Baal HaMoyer, tachsach mir, we could have done the same thing with moitzi. Would seem Taisvis did not learn like the Baal HaMoyer. So then we have a problem how to understand the Gemara. Not like the Baal HaMoyer, so the Chayre, so the whole, and Taisvis Taka says on the Avez and Medallah, that Amavu Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech Meshus HaRabim Yechayev. But Kevega learns Taisvis means Alt Meleches Mavir. So then we really have to understand, so then Taisvis is right, but then we have to understand the Dimin of the Gemara, the Mavir, there the whole Havor is a Chaylik of the Mechayev. How is the Gemara Medam and Mavir to heilach derech stop. Hosam kol heiched the monach leimokim chiyuvu. So the Gemara answered by the first case, maver sheish amis. So even though this is not a hiluch shel chiyuv, but is a mokim chiyuv. Kol heiched the monach leimokim chiyuv. So Taisva says umoitzi umoishit umaver dalad amis b'shus harabim derech. So Taisma says, I have three cases. Sai Moitzi, or Moishit, or Mavir Dalet Amis, and the Chayfetz is L'mayla Miyud. That means he was Oiker the Chayfetz from Rishus HaYochid, or by Mavir from Rishus HaRabim. He put it, let's say, on his shoulder, or he's holding it L'mayla Miyud. So it is going L'mayla Miyud. The Loch is Yechai. Aval Gadi Abimonech Le L'mayla Miyud Potter. So L'chayre, Taisa says, I have a case where the hiluch is also, if he would, the chayfetz is l'mayla miyud, it's namokim p'tur. And if he would put it down there, he would remain potter. Aval pikein is chay. Mikomokim, Taisa says, that's right. Obo tachtov, b'mokim shemahalach mokim chiyifu. That's right, the chayfetz finds himself in amokim p'tur. But al kaponim, he's working in amokim chiyuv. So therefore, there's no hefzik in the melacha. Avol stov hakarka nami mokim p'tur. Here he's mokim. The mokim ahiluch is also ahiluch in amokim p'tur. Midi dahavi atzidir. This we learned already that Tosfos. Next Tosfos. Heicha deike chefufi. So the Gemara, our Gemara answers that Rabbi Leza holds Sider Rishus Arabim is considered a Rishus Arabim is only Rishus Arabim, but there's no Chifufi. When there is Chifufi, even Rabbi Leza holds it is not a Rishus Arabim. The theme of Akteisves, the Peter called Gagis Porich, the Gemara asks as follows. The Litlog Betzide Rishus Adalm, Betzide Rishus Arabim Dalm, Perich. The Gemara asks, "Vamai pligi bechotzo shenitzritza." Rashi brought out the machlokes in the Erev and is speaking about bechotzo shenitzritza. We're speaking about the mokim hamachitzes, which there was once a machitza, and now the machitza fell down. That the Gemara calls Sider Rishus Harabim, that the Rabbonon hold that is a din of a Carmelis. Rabbi Lez holds is a din of Rishus Harabim. But the Gemara, why are you speaking about such a case? Let them speak about a case of chifufi. Or Mishani, I have a pligi baum, I have a miniki pligi rabbonon olei hanimile echadike chafufi. If they would only speak about a normal case, I would think then the rabbonon dingzech and rabbelezer, because there, since they're chafufi, and the bnei rishus harabim are unable to go in this mokim because of the chafufi, because of the obstacles, then the chachomim hold it as a din of a kamlus. Aval heiche de leke chifufi, moido, kamash malon, but a filu, when there's no chifufi, they also hold it, does not even din of Rishus Harab. Aval mashme, from the Rita say, loshna gemara, vay sister, abeleza, nami plogi, bedike chifufi. The gemara says, I would think the rabbonin ding sich only by chifufi. So vay sister, abeleza holds, a filu bemokim beike chifufi, it's also considered Rishus Harab. So it's a stire to our gemara. So they says, no, Pshat the Gemara says as follows. The Heiche de Leki Chifufi Davke Pligi. That's not the Maskona, said Gemara. Aval Heiche de Iki Chifufi Moida Rabbalosa. Okay, to have him in the perhaps would have been differently. But the, now that they only ding sich by Kaisel Chotzer Shenifritza. But on this Chifufi, Afilu Rabbalosa is also Moida that you are that has a din of Rishus, that doesn't have a din of Rishus Harab. Inami ahisugi ke rapope da hochid loy mechalek. Or maybe that's the machlekes ha-sugi. Rapope asked, according to Rabbi Lezer, that see the Rishus Harabim has a din of Rishus Harab, ma'ika le-meima. So Taisis learns Rapope did not hold the Gemara's teret of Ike Chifufi. So maybe it could be that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Ha-moishit va-ha-zoyrik chayit. Now this was a memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Ben Azai, if a person will be Moishit or Zoyrik, Merchnut Leplatya Derech Stov, you'll be Chayiv. In Taima, Amai Moide be Moishit be Zoyrik. Why is he Moide be Moishit be Zoyrik? That you're Chayiv, Kivin de Loyalich Derech Stov, Mi Derech Tzidei, Le Inyin. Linyan moitzi, ochenami, loinelev bezeirik o moishit. So Taisvus asks such a kasha. We mentioned before, bezman ha-mishkin, there were chifufi. And the Rabbonin said, so that was the hoitzo, bezman ha-mishkin, they took out from the houses, anakira mishus ha-yochid. They went through the mokim chifufi, which is a karmelis, and then they went into the Rishus Harab. And Vafal Pikin de Wachai. Ben Azai al Kochoch does not learn out from Rabbi Nazi says, you're potter if you walk derech chifufi. So Memele, so al Kochoch he does not learn out from the Zman HaMishkan, just like there you're chayiv, here you're chayiv. He holds your potter. So he doesn't learn out from the Mishkan. So Tais says, so why does he learn out from the Mishkan by Zayrik and Moishit? He's not consistent. So Taisus answers as follows. Shlomo de Ben Azai, Mavir Beruch Tzidei, Nami Potter, Afal Gav, Behoya, Bemishkin. Mishum de Mahalach, Koim, Edomi. Aber Zeyrike Moishet derich Stav, Yalav mi Zeyrike Moishet derich Tzidei Rishus Harab. So Taisvus answers as follows. That means, Ben Azai looked whatever happened Bizman HaMishkan. Bizman HaMishkan, they were Zeyrik Mishus HaYochid Lishus Harab and derich Tzidei Rishus Harab. And they were chayiv. So okay, that was a malache bizman hamishkan. So memele, you're chayiv on such a thing since there was such a malache bizman hamishkan. I bizman hamishkan, there was also a hitzo mirshus hayochid derech stov lirshus harab. So Ben Azai says, but on that hitzo you couldn't be chayiv. That's not a malache because mahalach ka'imedom. So let us explain a little better. Mit kahar takash, and then I saw the chsam seifa es takash. We learn out from the Mishkan. The chsam seifa es chsam moira de kakash. The melechus haitzo, we learn out, Moshe Rabbeinu said that they should stop bringing the nedoves from their houses to the Mishkan. That's the gemara nonfayin kazoyik. The houses were reshus hayochid, the oiskei, the mekabalei nidves hamishkin were in machne levi, which was the reshus harabim, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't take out from your houses don't bring the nidoves on Shabbos, and there were chefufi there, and the Torah says don't take out. So what pshat Ben Azai says, your potter. Because Mahalach Koimit. Moshe Rabbeinu told them they shouldn't take out. So you see, Klo, not like Ben Azai. How could Ben Azai say Mahalach Koimit if the Pasuk says, and that was the case, Bizman HaMishkan. There were Chepufi. That's the whole guy of the Gemara. Heichi Ashkachan Ki Agavna the Machayv, because Bizman HaMishkan, there were Chepufi between the Botei HaMisnadvim and the Rishus Harab. So what's Pshat and Taisis? So, the Chsam Sofer says as follows. That is true. Most of the houses, in most of the places, there were chifufi that were mafsik, beinom or bein b'shus harab. But there were some mekaymis of the oil, there were some ways to get out of the oil without passing through the chifufi. So Ben Azai held, since the halacha is misvara mahalach kaymis, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mazir. Moshe Rabbeinu was mazer mistoma, one should not take out through the places where there's no chifufi. He can't be mazer on the places where there is chifufi, because since the svar is mahalach koimit, so mameli you're making hanoche b'shus mokim achfufi, which is a mokim p'tur. So therefore, al the svar of mahalach koimit, he said that the iser haitzo bizman hamishkan was daf if he's not passed through the chifufi. He had a svar to be magdil the Isar Eitzo. Meleches Zayrik and Moshe, he had no svara whatsoever to say that the Zrika was only dafkid Ayidea Mekoymes, that there were no chifufi. So therefore, Zayrik and Moshe, he says, was in the Mishkan Apelu Dere Chifufi. Haitzo was dafke Shaloi Bemokim HaChifufi. Tanu Rabot. Daled Rishuyais Leshabbos. There are four Rishuyos in Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Fekalmeles, Mokim Ptur. These are four Rishuyos. Ve'ezoi hi Rishus HaYochid, what is a Rishus HaYochid? Cheritz, a ditch, Shuhu Omuk Yud, Ve'rochuv Dalet. You have a ditch that has a hollow of four tvachim by four tvachim, and it is surrounded by mechitzes, which are Yud tvachim deep. So that is the Rishus HaYochid. It's Dalad al Dalad, Mukif, Mechitzis Yud. V'chein Geder. Geder is a Koisel. You have a wall, or an Amud, Shu Gavoya Yud, V'roch of Dalad. That's also a Rishus HaYochid. Rashi says in Amud Beis, because since the Amud is Gavoya Yud, it's a good Asik Mechitzte, so you schlep aroif the mechitzes which are on till yud, you schlep them oif around the top of the amud, on top of the gedder. So it's ki'ilu, the gedder is mukif mechitzes yud, and the top of the gedder is dalad al dalad for him. So that is a reshus hayochid. V'chein gedder, shu gevoye yud v'roch of dalad, Zu hi rishus hayochid gemura. This is at emes a rishus hayochid. Ve eizo hi rishus harabe. What is a rishus harabe? Sratye uplatye gdoilo. A sratye platye gdoilo. So let us go to Rashi. We'll see the tight felt. Rashi says, Dalud rishuye is kulu meforishle. Gether koiso shehi gavoye yud verochem dalud have a rishus hayochid. Sratye is mesile, a pair, a highway. Shahilchim bo meir leir, that's a mokim hiloch harabim. And platye is rechova shel ir, shesham miskapsim leschoire. Even though this is not a mokim hahiloch, but everyone comes there together, and is also called a mokim shel rabim, that's called rishus harab. Umevois shel ir, Rechovim Yudvavame. If you have a street that is Rechov Yudvavame, Hamufuloshim Mishnei Rishayim Leplatye. That means you have two platyas. You have a platya over here and a platya over here, and you have here a Movim Mefulosh. That means you have a street that is open on both ends, so you can go from one platya to the other platya Derech Hamovi. So this Movi alone is, since this is a means, that this is a shuttle between two Rishus Harabims, so this Mavoi has a locha of a Rishus Harabim also. That's Umavois, Amafoloshim, Zuhi Rishus Harabim Gemure. So Rashi explains this, Amafoloshim, Mishnei Roshem Leplati, it is open to two Rishus Harabim. This is a Rishus Harabim. Ein moitzim Rishus HaYochid zu, Rishus HaRabim zu. Ein machnisim Rishus HaRabim zu, Rishus HaYochid zu. Vim hoitzi vehichnis, vishoyge chayiv chatos, vemezit onish koris, veniskal if there was hasro. So that is these two Rishuyes. Avol yam, ubika vistavnis, Istavnis is the star which we had before, Baha Kalmalis, all these three are also Kalmalis. Eino loikir shus harabim, v'loikir shus hayochid. This is a third rishus. Now what is the aloch of this rishus? V'noisin, v'noisinim, v'soicha. One is not allowed to be metaltal, dalad amas in the Kalmalis. V'imnosa, so there is a characteristic of a rishus harabim. But if he carried all the Amis and the Kamalis, he's not Chayiv Achatas. Vein Meitzin Mitoicha L'Shus HaRabim V'Leim L'Shus HaRabim L'Soicha. One cannot take from a Kamalis to a Rishus HaRabim, because a Kamalis has in itself characteristics of not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. Vein Machnisin M'Shus HaYochid L'Soicha V'Leim Mitoicha L'Shus HaYochid Im Hoitzi V'Hichnis Potah. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Einam v'kamlis, v'kami porich otot kolhani. No, this is Rashi before. Bikir sadeis harbei. No, it's Rashi before. Onish koros b'lo yasro, v'niskol behasro. Bikir sadeis harbei. Istavnis shalafnei achnoye, shayeshim sham seicherim. V'kamlis, v'kami porich otot kolhani, yama bikir lav. Hainu kamlis, v'toni tan alel. Einam loike shus hayochid, b'shem dedomi l'shus harab, d'ein lehem mechitzis. V'loike shus harab, d'ein edomi l'digdei mibo, d'lav l'hiluchid harab mabidu. So the loch is ein noisim v'noisim b'seichi, kloima ein metal from them, ala b'seich dalet. B'shem dedomi l'shus harab, gozu b'em rabon unot l'shus harab. So just like maver is chai, b'shus harab, it's also b'kalmulis. Im hoi tibich nispota, b'zui, kalmulis, o amura l'mayim.